You know what's great about the Volkswagen Sign and Drive event? No matter how you sign your name, you can get a great deal on select 2018 Volkswagen models. Sign perfectly neat, you get a great deal. Sign super messy, get a great deal. Sign outside the lines. Do one of those fancy weird signatures where your nine-letter last name looks like a half a V. You still get a great deal on models like the all-new Tiguan SUV or fun-to-drive Jetta. So practice your signature. Then head over to your nearest Volkswagen dealer for the Sign Then Drive event, going on now for a limited time.
Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fire Talk Radio. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I'm so glad you joined me tonight. And if you're alone for Christmas, you're not alone anymore. If you were feeling lonely, and you can be with me on the radio, and you don't have to be alone, and you don't have to feel lonely, because we'll be together. I'll be praying for you tonight. And I will be playing some Christmas music by Adlin Cruz. And I'm going to share from the Word of God as well. So, and I'm also going to let you know a couple other things, like where candy canes originated from. So, but first, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah Chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him, for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Praise God. Can you imagine when the angel appeared, then all of a sudden a heavenly host of angels appear as well. That's me. That's awesome. I was reading that part which says in verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Praise God. I can imagine being out there and first of all having an angel appear to you with the good news, but also after the angels deliver the message, a whole multitude of a heavenly host praising God. And when I was reading this, and it was saying how they were talking about the good news in here, and I bring you good news. I said, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. And so that's right there. That's what the gospel is. It's good news. So that's some of the things that struck me there. And I'm just so grateful that Jesus was born. I'm grateful that God took on human form, came to earth as baby Jesus and grew up and dwelt among us and his ministry on earth, and that he was born for us. He was born to die, but he was born to take on our sins and diseases and sickness, everything. He was born for that. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that he sent the Holy Ghost and to be with us as well. So happy birthday, Jesus. I'm going to go to a song and by Adlin Cruz, and this is all instrumental. This man is very gifted by God. He's a child prodigy, and it's amazing what God has done in his life. I'll be right back in just a moment.
Amen. Put your hands together for Adlin Cruz.
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. So much you can do when God gives you a gift, but what a difference it'll make when you put it in your hands and give it back to Him. Yeah. Speaking of beautiful gifts, I was mesmerized by this talent, which I'm going to invite to come over. Not only a beautiful girl, but a beautiful gift. And I met my little friend this morning already just by hearing her and spending time with her. So I'm going to invite Savannah to come, and she's going to sing for us Silent Night. Savannah. Thank you. Isn't she beautiful?
Christmas. are those who are missing their loved ones. And Father God, I just come to you right now on behalf of these people who are mourning the loss of a loved one and remembering and missing someone who won't be there for Christmas. Father, touch their heart. Comfort them. You're the healer. You are the mender of the broken heart. And Father, I thank you right now for touching them and giving them peace, peace beyond their understanding, and for loving on them, enveloping them in your love. You are a comforter. You are a sweet, sweet comforter. And you comfort us in all our afflictions and in grieving. And Father God, I thank you that you do something special for them that only you know that they need. And I thank you for meeting them at the point of their need. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I understand what it's like to have those first holidays without somebody you love, because they're not here anymore. They're because they passed away. I understand what that's like, because that's, you know, it's happened to me as well. But I just want you to know I can relate, and I'm praying for you, and I believe God will meet you at the point of your need. You're not alone. You were before you joined my radio show, but you're not anymore. But you're not alone. God's always with you. And if you've never asked Jesus in your heart, you know, God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. He has such a great plan that the God of all creation, the God of heaven and earth, of everything, came to earth in the form of a child, of a baby. And he came because he wanted to rescue you and wanted to rescue me, and because he has great plans for our lives. And knowing that he loves us, knowing that he loves you, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Holy Bible reads, "We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, if you want to ask Jesus in your heart, or you want to rededicate your life, just mean it with your heart and repeat after me. Just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I forgive everyone who ever hurt me, including myself. On my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Amen." My friend, I want to tell you right now, that if you pray that prayer, you meant it with your heart, I'd say today that all of your sins are forgiven you right now. And that, my friend, is good news right there. Praise God. Praise God. All of heaven is rejoicing right now because you prayed that prayer. And I'm rejoicing in my heart, happy for you and with you. And when I do go back to play some more music, you might hear one or two duplicates, like one or two of the same song played, because I was having technical difficulties earlier, and I'm not sure if they got cut off or if I was having some technical difficulties. So, welcome to modern technology. Well, I was going to tell you a pretty cool, interesting little bit of trivia about a candy cane. A candy cane maker in Indiana wanted to make a candy that would be a witness. So he made the Christmas candy cane. He incorporated several symbols from the birth, ministry, and death of Jesus Christ. He began with a stick of pure white, hard candy, white to symbolize the virgin birth and the sinless nature of Jesus, and hard to symbolize the solid rock, the foundation of the church, the firmness of the promises of God. The candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the precious name of Jesus, who came to earth as our Savior. It could also represent the staff of the Good Shepherd, with which he reaches down into the ditches of the world to lift out the fallen lambs who, like all sheep, have gone astray. Thinking that the candy was somewhat plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes. He used three small stripes to show the stripes of the scourging Jesus received, by which we are healed. The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Christ on the cross so that we could have the promise of eternal life. So that's a pretty interesting story there about how it's actually the Christmas candy cane came about and why the candy cane looks how it does. But unfortunately, the Christmas candy cane became known as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So every time that you see a candy cane, remember the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down at Christmas, and that his love remains the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today. And I'm going to, pray some blessing over you and pray a little bit. And as I said, you may hear a duplicate song, but hey, double blessing. But I just wanted to, unless the Holy Spirit leads otherwise, for me to come back and say something else. I just want to tell you that, a merry, merry Christmas. And you're not alone. You can always come back, listen to the archives of this show. If you have any prayer requests, go to 866-857-4837. That is 866-857-4837. Or 1-866-85-RIVER, R-I-V-E-R. And also, if you want to go to revival.com, R-E-V-I-V-A-L.com, and you can check out the the River at Tampa Bay Church. It's live Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch it in the archives. And I'll let you know, if you have been thinking about going to Bible college, there's a really, really good Bible college. In fact, three of them: River Bible Institute, River School of Worship, River School of Government. If you want to check out any of that, I've been authorized to give you a scholarship. A scholarship, that's right, a full scholarship. You don't have to pay back or anything. You check out, and also if you know of somebody that has a call of God on their life, then you also can give them a free scholarship. And if they know someone, you can tell them that they can give them a scholarship as well. And it keeps, and then so on and so on and so on. And it's like a ripple effect. So I'm just delighted to be able to tell you that the River School of Government and the River Bible Institute accept, are taking, you know, I can give scholarships for that, but currently not for the River School of Government. But don't let that deter you. Don't let that be a deter. Come anyway. God will provide. He will. He's faithful. If he calls you to it, he's going to provide for it. He's going to get you through it. So you can check out riverbibleinstitute.com, riverschoolofworship.com, riverschoolofgovernment.com. And if you have an email, my email address, if you have any prayer requests, testimonies, comments, questions, is firetalkradio2, that's the number 2, firetalkradio2, the number 2, at yahoo.com. And follow me on my homepage at blogtalkradio.com. /firetalkradio2 with the number 2. And check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/firetalkradio2 with the number 2. So I just want you to know that I care about you, and I care about how you're feeling, if you were feeling lonely, and I pray that even this short amount of time together, that you were blessed by the music, the anointed music, and also by not being alone. Knowing that you're never really alone. You don't have to be lonely with God in your life, and reaching out to others. And Father God, I thank you for these people, these precious people listening. Touch their lives, Father God, like only you can. Everyone at the sound of my voice, God, touch them. Make yourself real to them. Do a quick work in their heart. Manifest your glory to them. Give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. Heal the brokenhearted. Comfort the mourning. Give them beauty for ashes. And I thank you, Father, that only you know their needs. Only you know how to meet them and their desires to be fulfilled. That you open the doors and close the doors that aren't supposed to be there. Lord, you're so awesome. You're so good, and I'm so glad. So glad that you were born, Jesus. Father, I thank you for keeping these people safe from harm, protected, and being about them with a wall of fire. Keep them far from evil and don't let any harm come to them. I thank you that you gave us your angels to watch our risk and concerning all our ways, that they'll bear us up in their hands lest we dash our foot. lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon will trample underfoot. I thank you that with long life you shall satisfy us and show us our salvation. You're awesome, God. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Thank you for seeing another year. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for peace. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just want to let you know that Friday, I'm going to be having good continue on with the 12 pillars of faith with my mission. And then on Saturday, I'm going to continue the series of Jesus, the Ultimate Healer. And those are both at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday, I'm going to play a replay of one of the shows that I feel to play that day. I'm not sure which one yet. So join me on those days. I'd love to have you. Now, I just want you to know that, and I look forward to having you when we can be together again. Please know that you are loved. You're valuable. You're accepted in the Beloved. You're precious and priceless. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand and envelop you with his love.
The holidays just got even happier. Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get 50% off all jeans for the family. Get all your favorite denim styles, all at 50% off for just one day only, tomorrow at Old Navy. Valid 12/26. The holidays just got even happier. Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get 50% off all jeans for the family. Get all your favorite denim styles, all at 50% off for just one day only, tomorrow at Old Navy. Valid 12/26.
Get to Old Navy now for up to 75% off store-wide. Plus, one day only tomorrow, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, all jeans are 50% off tomorrow only at Old Navy. Hurry in, valid 12/26 to 1/3 in stores and select styles only. Jeans valid 12/26. Get to Old Navy now for up to 75% off store-wide. Plus, one day only tomorrow, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, all jeans are 50% off tomorrow only at Old Navy. Hurry in, valid 12/26 to 1/3 in stores and select styles only. Jeans valid 12/26.